Now, Governor Tony Evers' first Safer at Home order was scheduled to expire this Friday. That order, rolled out via DHS Secretary Designee Andrea Palm, has been extended to stay in effect until May 26th. Yesterday, though, Republicans in the state legislature moved to have Wisconsin's Supreme Court block that extension. Sean Johnson is WPR State Capitol Bureau Chief. Sean, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, Rob.
Can you talk us through exactly what's in this Republican challenge in the Supreme Court? What are they asking the court to overturn here?
They are asking the court to overturn specifically this Safer at Home extension, which was signed by DHS Secretary Andrea Palm, which takes effect this Friday when the original Safer at Home order expires. You know, as you mentioned, the new Safer at Home order runs through May 26th. Republicans are, so that's the one they're going after. They're going after her authority to issue orders like that. And it's specific to those powers and not other powers that have been exercised by Governor Tony Evers since COVID-19 hit.
Right. And it looks like the court will have to consider, and the different sides are arguing over a couple different places that that may or may not give authority to the governor. And the governor declared an emergency that gives him certain powers through, I think it's May 11th. But that's not what Andrea Palm, Secretary Designee Palm, is referring to in these Safer at Home orders. Is that, do I have that right?
You have that right, yeah. So when Governor Tony Evers declared a public health emergency back in March, he activated powers which last 60 days. And those powers can be extended by a joint resolution of the legislature, or they can be repealed by a joint resolution of the legislature. So lawmakers have the power to roll those back whenever they want. They have not done that, and that is not the power that was used to issue Safer at Home version 1 or the extension. The power used to extend Safer at Home was something that's been in state law to deal with communicable diseases. There's this law set up that gives the Department of Health Services really broad authority to deal with communicable diseases. It says the department may authorize and implement all emergency measures necessary to control communicable diseases. It says the department may close schools, forbid public gatherings in schools, churches, and other places to control outbreaks and epidemics. Those are the powers that Andrea Palm used to issue Safer at Home, and those are the powers that Republicans are going after in this lawsuit.
In the lawsuit and in statements, Republican leaders, including Speaker Robin Voss and Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald, have said the way these powers are being used gives Andrea Palm, I think they use the phrase, czar-like powers to do these things indefinitely. They're seeing this, they're calling this an abuse of these powers and want the court to stop that. So can you talk more about what Republicans had to say?
They're basically arguing that Andrea Palm and the Department of Health Services needs to go through the legislature before they issue these orders. That because of the legislature's rulemaking power over state agencies, agencies like DHS have to issue, you know, when they issue rules like this, they're saying it has to go through the normal rulemaking process where a panel of legislators signs off. So essentially they're saying the legislature needs to have veto power over these rules, and that's what they're asking the court to declare, is that these declarations from DHS have to get the okay of state lawmakers first.
We're talking to WPR State Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson about Safer at Home orders and a challenge by Republican legislative leaders in the Supreme Court to try to put an end, in effect, to the Safer at Home orders, claiming the state's health department has overreached its powers. Now, Governor Evers has responded. He talked to reporters last night. Here's a listen to a little bit of what he had to say.
Legislative Republicans, frankly, have said to the people of Wisconsin, our power, our political power, is more important than your health.
So Governor Evers saying lawmakers are overreaching here. Can you talk more about the response so far, Sean?
Yeah, I mean, just hearing from Evers last night, he, you know, it's dangerous to like read what's going through somebody's mind when they're speaking. But he sounded angry on a call with reporters last night. Really went after Republicans, accused them on multiple occasions of putting their own political power above the public health, saying that if they're successful and the Supreme Court strikes down the Safer at Home order, and then it's going to result in people dying. He wasn't just basically saying that, he was saying it, that what Republicans want is to give them more power in the process, and that if this is tied up in administrative rulemaking, they're not going to agree to anything quickly, which is what he says this law was designed to do, and that that will result in fewer people being protected and will result in more deaths from COVID-19.
Let's hit the courts now, Sean, the Supreme Court in particular. What is the timeline now on this, and when could we see an outcome?
So we just had an example of what the court can do when it wants to act quickly, and that is it can act extremely quickly. You think back about what the governor did on April 6th when he tried to use his emergency powers. Those were not the DHS's powers. Those were his emergency powers to try to stop the April 7th election. He was unsuccessful because Republicans filed a complaint immediately with the state Supreme Court. And in that case, the state Supreme Court blocked the governor's orders about 4 hours after he issued it. So that's what the court can do. That's not what the court is doing in this case. They are taking at least some time to think about this. So the one that Republicans wanted to block from taking effect, it takes effect Friday, this coming Friday the 24th at 8 in the morning. The state Supreme Court is letting parties weigh in with briefs on this case until the 30th of April. So next Thursday. So the new order will be in effect for, at least a week before the court acts. And then we don't know how soon the court is going to issue a decision after briefs are filed. And one of the things that the legislature asked the court to do was to grant a 6-day stay to basically give the DHS time to put a rule before the legislature so they can effectively so that they could work out a deal. So the court could decide to do that too, and then you're looking at maybe mid-May where this Safer Home extension is in place. But, if the court does strike it down, we don't really know what's going to happen after that. It would require either the governor and Republican lawmakers to agree on what a new Safer at Home order would look like, or maybe they kind of punt it to local governments and you have counties issuing their own orders. We don't know at this point.
And right now it sounds like it would be hard to get an agreement on an order because there's a fundamental difference, it seems like, on the priority over economy versus protecting public health, statewide orders versus, as you say, local orders. Republican leaders and the governor not on the same page here as far as their approach to this illness. Do I have that right?
Yeah, you have that right. I mean, they're talking about more of a regional approach. This seems to be like the real drumbeat among Republicans is that rural counties that have a very small number of cases should not be treated the same as urban counties that have more cases, more people, and that there should be a regionalized plan. The governor's response to that has basically been that, COVID-19 doesn't know borders, and that in many cases, the smaller counties, while they have a smaller number of people, they also lack the health care infrastructure to deal with an outbreak should it happen. So he's been very resistant to doing more of a regional approach to this, and so it seems like he's pretty far from Republicans and vice versa on this.
We'll watch and see what develops in the court. Sean, thanks again for joining us.
Thanks, Rob.
That's Sean Johnson, WPR Capitol Bureau Chief, giving us the latest on a state Republican effort to block the Evers administration's extended Safer at Home order.